welcome to the Autosave Podcast. I'm here with Crash Fistfight, a.k.a. Johnny Crash.
And I'm here with your host, Cosmic, a.k.a. lead singer of Black Sabbath, Cozzy Cosborne, a.k.a. goalie of the Detroit Red Wings, Chris Cosgood. Cosmic, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm ready to get this going.
Yeah, man. We got a lot to talk about, so hopefully it goes quick and easy. First of all, that was weird.
Percival.
First of all, I want to know what have you been playing lately? You know, it's been a week since our first episode. We've probably been playing a bunch of stuff.
I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. I didn't. But I do have, I picked up DMC5.
Did you put it in?
That's what she said. I put it in. Ooh. I put it in. Ooh. I put it in twice, and I only played a little bit, you know, like usual. I put it in, I only play a little bit, and then I'm done.
And then you're done.
Yeah. That is it. And I actually started working on a platinum, getting a platinum trophy on Call of Duty 4, which we'll talk about.
Sure will.
We're going to talk about that.
I got a little news. You know, the usual, been playing League. I actually played a couple ranked games today. I did not do well.
Ranked games?
Yeah, I know. I went try hard, full try hard. Oh, there's my... Say something real quick.
Okay.
That was weird. Okay. I didn't see my audio level on the thing, and I was like, what? Oh, but it's down further.
I can check the stream.
Oh, no, it was hiding in the list.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. We're good.
We golden?
And I've also started a game called Lords of the Fallen. Have you ever played it or heard of it?
I have not played it. I have heard of it.
Old Google machine.
Yeah, okay, I know which one that is. Because yeah, there's Bound by Flame and there's yeah, Lords of the Fallen, which is, they're both, I don't like the word, but they're Souls clones. I think that, you know, I don't think that that should be a thing, but it is. Yeah. It is what it is. Doesn't mean they can't be good.
Speaking of Souls clones, that's going to tie into one of our other topics later. We're going to talk about the game coming out. What is that weird smile for?
I'm pumped about Sekiro Shadows Die Two Times.
Anything else you've been playing? I know it's been a week. Probably
not too
much. I've been playing a lot of Anthem, too.
Anthem? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I have nothing to say bad about it. I haven't heard anything, and hopefully it's gotten better over the past week.
Yeah, the server issue is the only thing that really gets me, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it to the point where I'm, like, tilted already. Before we get into any of that, though, we're gonna hit some gaming news. I actually found a couple cool things, couple news articles that are interesting.
Take it away, Kaz.
Thanks, Crashness.
No problem.
there was a new Fortnite patch. Like, anybody plays fucking Fortnite anymore?
Who does that?
I don't know. They added a new vehicle called the Baller. Which, have you seen a picture of that?
No.
It looks like a hamster wheel on steroids with like
Oh man.
Yeah, you have to Google that.
They also
updated
here my clackety clacky keyboard.
Clackety clackaroons.
Clackaroons.
It's a new treat. Did you find it?
Oh dude. It's like the Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, it's like the Jurassic Park the new Jurassic Park, Jurassic World or whatever. Ball. With like a big gun in the front. They also updated the vending machines. They no longer cost anything to use, and they self-destruct after one use, so you better fucking just get what you want out of that in peace.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm never going to play that game again, but I like that. I like that that's... Because I remember
it... Apex, the supply bins. Like, there's stuff drops, in it. The stuff in it, you can't grab anything out of it anymore because, you know, everything was in it. But I don't know. I've really only played it a couple times, so I really don't know very much about the vending machines and how they work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pretty much like it, depending on what item was in there, it would cost a certain amount of resource. So it'd be like 200 wood, 200 brick, 200 dirt gun.
Now, did you have to pay to use them or did you only pay to get the items?
You just pay to get the item. Okay. You just you deposit your wood, and then you get your gun. So it's cool. I just
yeah, but they made it cost nothing now to use.
Well, that's yeah, because I would never use it. Yeah. First off, it's called Fortnite. I never built a fort.
Did you play it? So
almost exclusively.
So you're one half of the game.
I was one half of the game. You played one half, but now I would never. I'd gather resources because that's what I'd just watch everybody do. They'd land, chop that wood, chop that wood. I would do it. And I'm like, I guess I would use it. I would use walls for cover to get away.
Yeah, I was terrible at it.
I won once, and it was a legit win. I had like 4 or 5 kills. It was a legit win. I retired the best. I was the best ever retired from Fortnite.
The only time I've ever won Fortnite is somebody carried the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only time I ever won PUBG. Once I got old dude was like, yeah, hop on my back.
I always got
possum baby, and I just held on for dear life.
I got to do this real quick because I realized that I didn't use the proper overlay.
Oh, is that episode 0?
Yeah. That's okay. Well, that's okay.
This is and I screwed that up already. We're still getting into the funk of it. It's save file 1.
It's save file 1. Just so if you guys are watching, it's save file 1. If you're listening, you probably know from the name of the thing, but that's okay. We'll move past that. One thing they did add, though, in Fortnite that I am supremely excited that they added to it, finally, it's one of two games that are full cross-platform. So Xbox One and PS4 players can play together in Fortnite now.
Oh, that's good.
The only other game that does that is Rocket League.
I like Rocket League.
I do too. My god, it's so much fun.
I suck at it, but
I remember Drawbridge.
The Drawbridge. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Drawbridge. It doesn't make any sense, and I love it. I love every second of it.
I'll explain it a little bit. We're playing Rocket League, and I played this big van, and you could sit. I would be the goalie. I would sit in the goal, and I'd be this giant van. And I was blocking everything that night. Nothing get past me, and so I just called myself the Drawbridge.
Nothing gets past the Drawbridge.
Yeah, and it was great. Another thing they did with Fortnite is they moved the Switch to the mobile player pool, like online. So Switch plays with mobile players only.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm a little wheezy. I gotta take a puff of my inhaler here. Sorry. I gotta do some. This is don't do drugs. But this is albuterol. It's albuterol inhaler.
It's legal.
It's good shit.
It's good shit.
It's albuterol. Okay.
I got you, man.
The government's watching me. All right.
It's watching. I mean, technically, the internet's watching us.
Technically, the internet is the government. The earth is flat.
Dude, there's a side note. There's a documentary. I was going to say documentary.
What's a documentary?
There's a documentary on Netflix called Beyond the Dome, I think. It's about flat earthers. It's just...
I seen it.
Did you? It's so nuts.
It was great. And it's funny.
It's hilarious because they're just spitting all this. And at the end of it, I don't want to spoil the end of it, but something happens that every flat earther that watched it is like, oh, fuck.
It's if you use the scientific method, things happen that you might not expect to happen.
Or might not like.
Or you might not like it.
Yeah. On to more news.
Real quick before we move on, spoiler alert, the earth is round. That's the big spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Globical.
It's a globular.
It's globular.
So this is kind of cool. I actually, my notes were different up until like 10 minutes ago because I forgot that the Battle Pass and Octane actually leaked for Apex Legends past like 2 days ago. I wrote these notes like last week.
He's released, right?
Yeah, or is the Battle Pass and him are both out. Originally, I was like, he's a new champion. They don't know when they're coming out, but now he's actually out. He's a fast, like a quick legend. He's got his L1 or one of his abilities makes you run faster.
Oh, at the expense of health, correct?
I think so.
You use health to
run faster.
To get a movement speed.
Yeah. And he also has those cool little jump pads.
See, that I love the mobility stuff. That's why I play Pathfinder exclusively. If I don't play Pathfinder, I smash my controller and I leave.
Yeah, but the cool thing about Octane is his jump pad, or his little jump pad, bounce pad thing. Anybody can use it. He just tosses it on the ground, and everybody uses it, kind of like Pathfinder's ult. I don't know if his pad is his ult or not, but it's a jump pad that everybody can use, whereas Pathfinder's grappling hook can only pull him up.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you do is you use Pathfinder's ult, you get the zip line down, then you send Octane down. He throws the bouncy down. So everybody follows zip line down, hit the bouncy, bounce out. Flip it, skip it, see you later, bye.
Flip it, skip it, crib it, rub it down.
That's it. Yeah. And that I love that shit. That, like, mobility in that game is where the fun's at for me.
Yeah.
Because you can just do the craziest shit. And even I watched, I think you actually posted the video of the Pathfinder. He's like, when you're not good, but you play smart, he throws the zip line down. It's two teams left, one versus one. Pathfinder has the high ground, sends the zip line down. The enemy, like an idiot, like rides something I would do, rides it up, and Pathfinder's just scopes
sitting
him
there. Yeah, sitting there and takes him out as he's driving it.
That's just next level stuff, man. Yeah. I love that shit.
I've only played two games since it came out, which was tonight, and we did terribly. But I don't know too much about the Battle Pass, so if you guys wanted to Google that, Google the Battle Pass, see what it's up. From what it looks like you earn experience kind of like the same way you earn experience for like the normal levels, but you level up in the Battle Pass and you get like different gun skins and stuff like that as you go up in the Battle Pass.
I wouldn't imagine it's much different than the Call of Duty ones. And I read what it was and how it works, and it's just, I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I did have another note in here, but it no longer makes sense because the Battle Pass is online now.
Yes.
Did you hear about this, though, how they banned 355,000 players on PC?
355,000 players just banned them?
Yeah, for...
They did not.
They were doing illegal stuff.
Oh, so every time I've lost, it's not my fault.
Well, this is on PC.
So, well, yeah, I guess I played like twice on PC.
And both times it wasn't your fault, so...
Both times weren't my fault.
Because you got banned. And they also stated, EA stated that they're not going to be adding the reconnect feature to Apex. I don't know if that's soon or at all, but we will not be seeing that at all either.
Huh. I guess that's, I mean, let's see. Matches in Apex are probably probably the fastest that I've played in a battle royale. I know PUBG's matches are really long.
PUBG takes forever.
It takes forever. Fortnite's kind of the same, I would say, maybe as Apex, because you can drop immediately and then die like I like to, or you can dive way out there, take your time getting all your loot together and getting what you want.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think that's going to cause too many problems.
No.
Cosmic, too many problems. Got one for next week.
Oh, man.
Got one for next week.
Well, I mean, you might need to reconnect if your game crashes.
What did you just do? How did you do that?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Man, we got to stop using our material. We got to save that shit. We got, like...
I know.
Like 1,000 more podcasts to cover content with.
I know. We'll make up stuff. We'll throw dumb shit out and see if it sticks.
That's the best way to do it.
And I haven't played this game in a while, but there's a new Overwatch character.
What's Overwatch?
Overwatch.
I don't know that.
He was live as of 2 days ago. The same day the Apex stuff came out. Baptiste. Mm-hmm. He has a biotic launcher. It's a 3-shot burst rifle, and his secondary fire heals allies. And he has a high jump with his exo boots. I just reinstalled Overwatch. I'm hoping to get back into it a little bit, but.
Do you know if they patched? Did they patch the god awful dumbass teammates that I always get? Did they patch that out?
I don't think they patched your dumbass teammates.
You know what? I haven't played it, so maybe they patched me out.
They patched you out.
They made it. They may have. There's a chance because
you're banned forever.
I've never quite felt more rage. It's probably the one game that I'm more enraged when I play and when I'm not doing well. Worse than League, by far worse than League.
That's crazy.
I can handle some losing in League and maintain my composure.
In League, you're just like, I don't give a fucks. No fucks.
Yeah, whatever.
No fucks, just do it. You know? Just do it.
No fucks, just do it. Just go in. Just go in.
Just go in and win. Now, you mentioned PUBG, too. Did you... I read this article that the creator is stepping back from the game to focus on something new. It wasn't announced what it is yet, but I put a little joke in my notes. I said, even he got tired of the game.
Hey!
The game's trash. he's only stepping back from the day-to-day ops. He's focusing, and this is a quote, to explore, experiment, and create new technologies, tools, pipelines, and gameplay for the future.
For the future. Now, I get it. PUBG, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is at this point. But to me, it's not the original Battle Royale, but it was the one that really popularized
it. Yeah, it was.
That was the king.
The original was, I think, what, H1Z1?
H1Z1 Battle Royale, I think it was.
It was the Arma mod.
DayZ. It was, well, now, so...
Wasn't it?
The Arma 2, there's a bunch of mods. There's the DayZ mod. There's the Epoch mods. There's all these base building mods. Kind of, I've never played Rust, so I don't know if it's like that. But it was really the first thing that put a bunch of people... Maybe not the first thing. But it was essentially... a free-for-all. There were zombies. The zombies were kind of secondary, but really you could build bases and you could attack other people. You could go to trade posts, and they all... Somebody, I don't know who did it, but made this whole mod just off of Arma 2. But what was the giveaway for me is that you initially, as you spawn on the map, come in on an airplane and parachute out of an airplane and land. And then you like it just kind of drops you wherever. But that was like... When I saw PUBG, I was like, and H1Z1, I'm like, you get that from my Arma game that I played a lot of.
Yeah. So, I have Arma 2 on Steam. I've never played it, though.
It's a hardcore military simulation.
Yeah, there's this YouTuber I watch called, his name is Soviet Womble. He's super funny. He's like, he's either British or Australian. I can't remember right now, but he does a lot of... Like he does a series called Arma Bullshittery, where he gets like a bunch of friends in this big server, and they go do this stuff, and they just act funny. it's really, you just have to watch it. Soviet Womble.
I played with at one time there was four of us, and we were the A2 clan.
Was it B Ward?
I was living in Ann Arbor at the time. B Ward played. He played, and I'll get to that. I'll get to his. His brief Arma experience with us, because you're not meant to be able to build bases, right? It's all a mod, so stuff doesn't always work, and including floors don't always work
they're suggestions.
So I got killed. Man, I gotta paint this right. Hardcore military simulator. So you
paint it for the audio people.
Painting it for the audio. If you don't know the game, it is realistic. You get shot in the leg, you can't run as well. And this was, I don't know if it was the first, but it was the first. obviously it's Arma 2, but first I had played of you got to drink. You can't sprint the whole time. You can't fall more than, you know, 10 feet without taking some kind of damage. We got helicopters, tanks, cars, every gun you can imagine. You can do raids, get money, go to post, buy guns, take over the whole freaking continent. And we had so much money, so many guns, so much ammo, grenades, everything. I got killed while I was out just kind of dicking around.
What happens when you get killed? Like, do you respawn back at post or something? Or a base?
No, you get dropped back in. All your stuff, everything you got goes to the ground. So the dude took all my good shit. Because you'd always have, your best loadout. Like if some assholes were trying to attack your fort, you get your best loadout gear. So you got your best gun, your best scope, all your ammo, whatever you like the best and whatever you use the most. And then there's your like explorative stuff. Now this is just what we did. This isn't a part of the game. This is just how you would do things. So if you're going out to attack somebody, if you're going out to salvage stuff, you might not want to bring your best stuff, because if you die, it stays there.
Right.
So my team shows up in a Black Hawk helicopter over a town, which is a safe zone. They're hovering over this town while I go in there, and they're like, "Dude, give up the shit, because we made him leave the town. Give me back my stuff." And then they shot him with like the 50 cal. It was like it was lawless and it was amazing.
I've always wanted to try it, because I like the thought of, you know, a very super realistic thing, but I feel like I would get super annoyed with it. Like, why can't I jump over this rock? Oh yeah, because there's actual physics.
Because you have a ton of stuff on you and you're weighed down. And,
yeah.
B Ward played with us one time, and he fell off of the top story of our 3-story base and died, and pretty much logged off and was done. he was like, "Nope." I'm like, "I respect that."
Yeah.
We know him.
Like, B Ward is the kind of person who is like, "Nope, fuck that, done." And nope, then legit done. Is done. Like, doesn't he doesn't even like, some people be like, "Nope, done," and then come back 10 minutes later, like cooled down. He's like, "Nope, done," and then he goes and plays Street Fighter for 45 hours.
Nope, done.
Yeah.
So I tried to reel him back in, it wasn't happening. But
you tried.
Good times. Good times. Try. There's I got some old videos of that still on my old YouTube channel, of somebody hacked the server and dropped a nuke and killed everyone on the server.
Oh, that's fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's good. We got a couple more things to talk about here, but two of our last topics are going to take a little bit longer. So I'm going to get through this next one really quick here. We don't know. I can't remember what was. Let me actually pull up this, because it goes in with this. I'm just going to state what the free games were for the month of March for the two big consoles.
March, yeah.
For the Xbox Game Pass games, you got Just Cause 4, which I've yet to play. Lego Batman 2, F1 2018, Hate Racing games, they're garbage. And yeah. Fallout 4. I mean, there's some 4. Of them are fun. Some of them are fun.
So Fallout this 4, Xbox yeah. Game Pass?
Yeah, and only on Xbox, because there are some games on the Game Pass that you can install on PC, like Gears of War 4, Sea of Thieves, Crackdown 3, I think, was one of them that you can install.
I think they put that directly on Game Pass.
Yeah, they did. And then for PS4, it was, let's see. Oh, yeah, Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing.
Did you get it for the free game, or did you already have it?
I got it for the free game.
Yeah, it's so good.
And then I'm surprised.
The Witness.
Yeah, go ahead, continue. The Witness. I hear good things about that. I never played that either.
I haven't either. What were you going to say about the dudes?
Booty duty. You talk about booty duty.
You're talking about booty duty. Yeah, I'm talking about booty duty.
Talk about booty duty. Back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, back in 07, yep. I had a 360, and that game came out, and it rocked my world. I think it rocked everybody's world.
Yeah, and we're going to get some more about that, actually.
Yeah. Today I got to do, and obviously the game's been out for 12, 13 years.
You're going to hear about that from me next week.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's on the second half of my tap list.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, I'll just say, we'll save it for that.
Yeah, we'll save it for that.
But I will say that I played through some of the most iconic moments in that game and relived just how crazy that shit was. Yeah, there was nothing like it before.
I played that, I just started playing through it again on Veteran, and I got to the broadcast station where you go in and, like, there's a bunch of the TVs, and I completely forgot how difficult that was on Veteran. Like, how angry that game makes me on Veteran. And I'm one of those people.
The Ferris wheel.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That Ferris wheel fucks me up. They, what was I going to say? I'm one of those, I'm the person who plays every Call of Duty on Veteran first time through.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do any easier. because I like to knock out all the achievements at once. Even though I'm probably going to play it over and over, I like my first playthrough to be challenging and super fun.
Yeah, and I think with 4, they did a good job of... There's some bullshit moments. I mean, to make it, like, super hard. Mm-hmm. You get a helicopter that just laser beams your ass.
Yeah.
Instantly, as soon as it sees you.
Yeah.
But it holds up well. I still, like, the story, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm an adult, okay? I have responsibilities. I have cats that I take care of, and I can read. But for some reason, this story, I just...
The last thing you just said was, I can read, like, very prominently, like, just so that we all know. And you were like, I have this and this and this, and I can read. Like, we were very concerned that you couldn't read.
You don't have to do a whole lot of reading in that game either. So unless it's an extra skill. It's an extra skill that I have that's still... You know, I'm still just kind of like, so why am I here? Like, okay, so there's the dude, but maybe I'm looking for some deeper meaning.
You are.
When it's just like, hey, we're just trying to leave. We wanted to get this guy and we needed to go and like all shit's happening.
Yeah.
You're and a nuke goes off.
Yeah. And then, some reason you're in an airplane. You got into an airplane miles, like you landed on an airplane, got into an airplane in midair, and now you have to take out all the enemies just to jump out of the airplane.
That's reasonable. Yeah. That's reasonable. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that trophy. That's going to be fucking tough, but yeah. I've done it. I've done it before. I did it on 360.
I'm going to do it again now that you're talking about it.
Go through. All you need to do is...
Tell me.
Get a guide for the intel so you know where all the intel is. And play through on veteran. Yeah. Play through on veteran. After that, it's just a little nonsense stuff. Most of the extra stuff you'll unlock as you play, and anything else like shooting 4 guys off of a fast rope, that's just going to happen. Or you just load up a mission and play it real quick.
Bing, get the trope, the one that I tried to get without looking where all the TVs and stuff were was the one where you have to blow up all the TVs with the guy talking, doing a speech in the broadcast station. But yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Snap effects.
You go ahead, man.
No, you were going to say something about it. I was just going to move on. I was going to say, we could talk about this for hours.
Yeah, that trophy for, it's called Your Show Sucks.
Yeah.
Just destroying all that is 1% unlock rate. So I think that's the rarest trophy aside from the, I think that's the rarest trophy aside from the platinum. And I think it's even rarer than doing the obstacle course in 15.1 seconds.
It's rarer than Mile High Club too.
I think it's the Platinum, Mile High, and
Your Show Sucks.
And then Your Show Sucks. Just because it's like they're kind of hard to find. You won't find them just playing through. So.
Yeah, I actively looked around for all of them and I couldn't find them all. Like I missed maybe one or two. But yeah, like I said, we're going to talk about that more next week.
Let's talk about it now.
Segment. Yeah, we can't.
So good.
We're going to talk about, for just a couple minutes, Google Stadia. Did you watch any of the video, or any of the press stuff about it?
Did
you read anything? Because I watched a minute or two of the live, and then I was like, oh, shoot, this is live? I have to go back to work from lunch. And then I just forgot. Like, I was like, I'm going to watch this later, and then I forgot to do so.
It's essentially, from what it looks like, and from what I've gathered, is...
I know the premise.
Cloud-based gaming.
Yeah.
They're going to run everything, and... I should probably prepare a rant for next week because it's not, video games aren't like movies. A movie will always be the same.
Yeah.
It's not like music. Music will always be the same. Video games will never be this. You could play through the same game, take the same paths, but it's never going to be exactly the same.
Right.
So when you can watch a movie once and you're done with it you have to keep subscribing to these services to play games. And it's just like, I need it physical. So if my internet goes out, I can still play. My internet doesn't really go out. My power goes out a lot, but I'd be fucked anyways. Right. So what's cool about it is what's cool about it is it's going to be like mega powerful. They were streaming Assassin's Creed Odyssey 1080p, 60 frames a second.
I tried so hard to get into that beta, the Project Stream beta. They never sent me an email back.
Is that was for the Stadia?
Yeah, it was called Project Stream prior to them actually naming it Stadia. It's like, you know, cool. How, you know, Microsoft was like Project Scorpio or whatever.
Right. Or if you go way back, Project Natal. Dolphin. Project Dolphin. Project Natal for Kinect.
Oh yeah,
that sucked.
Natal. That sucked. But yeah, we're gonna look up a little more about that. I actually want to watch the video. Maybe we'll touch on it next week about like more in depth stuff. But
it's evil. It's evil. It's gonna. I don't want to say it's going to kill the video game industry, but if Google releases this, the world is over. We're all dead.
We're all dead. That's accurate, I think.
That might not be true, though. I will say this. They did say that you'll be able to use your phone. So you can, you can play Doom Eternal on your phone with a controller.
Yeah, that's pretty slick, though.
That's gonna be hard. Hard for me to pass that off.
Like, yeah, but look at this thing. This is like a 5.5 inch screen. Like, yeah, where am I gonna put it? Like, I'll open my face like this.
Put it in your butt.
Just like, put it in your butt. A helmet with a holder.
Put it in your butt.
Put it in your butt. So, put it in your butt. I think our last two topics are gonna be. Going to take us a little bit longer of a time to get to, because I know you have a lot to talk about with the next one.
I could talk all night. All
right, so now we're gonna talk to you guys about the new game from From Software.
Ooh,
comes out this Friday. If you're listening to it on Wednesday with us on the 21st, right now it's the 21st because we're doing this at 2 a.m. It comes out on March 22nd, 2019. Yep. It is called Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, right?
I think it's Shadows Die Twice.
Twice. Okay.
Twice.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
You didn't have to be a dick about it. I'm just saying.
But I might have had to have been, though. Okay. I may have.
All right.
So, Shadows Die Twice.
Twice. Okay. Well, we'll just do Twice.
Shadows Die Twice.
Twice. Which is, From Software, if you guys aren't familiar, did the Dark Souls series as well as the Bloodborne. It's not a series yet because they've only done one, but the Bloodborne game as well. Ninja. It is a now-coined Souls-style game.
Now, I have a good segue into this.
Segue me, baby.
I'm going to segue into this. Now, they also did Demon's Souls.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Don't forget about Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls is very, very important. And why I am doing what I'm doing. I am almost completely media blacked out on everything Sicario. I had known nothing about Shadows Die a couple times.
Well, I've only watched a gameplay, like a very quick gameplay video, just to see if it was something that I actually wanted to purchase right away, which came out to be fucking yes.
So FromSoft, baby.
I know.
FromSoft.
I pre-ordered it, and it's already pre-downloaded onto my PlayStation tomorrow night. Boom. Game time, yo.
So this is why I did this. Now, I remember. I'm going to go back. We're going back again, man. I live in the past. I am a child.
Oh, by the way, I just saw that I had this here. I don't know if you're watching the stream or not because you can't see me right now, but I have my little Game Boy mug. Going on that if you put hot coffee in, the screen turns into Super Mario World or Super Mario Land.
Oh shit! Right, dude, that's cool. I like that. I got my Captain America shaker cup that smells like old moldy protein.
Mm. I have a Contigo water jug. Anyway,
oh, that's delicious. So we're gonna go back to 2009. I was working at GameStop with our old timey friend, Mr. Paul Vallade. Paul Vallade is V Blade Vallade is by far the most unique person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, for sure. Close second is Mr. B Ward, but
B Ward is like they're neck and neck for most unique people you'll ever meet.
We have to get both of them onto the podcast at some point.
Absolutely.
Okay. For sure.
So Paul is he's more of an entity because like you never know. I'm serious. He out of nowhere just moved to the state. He ended up getting hired at the GameStop I worked at, and we just kicked it off. It was just a beautiful thing. We played Street Fighter 4 was coming out at that time.
Yep.
Bonded over just whooping each other's ass. It was just Ken doing Shoryukens all day. It was just back and forth Shoryukens because we had no idea what we were doing. So Demon's Souls comes out, and we knew nothing about it. It was just they showed up. at the store and we're like, what is this? This is crazy. And there was two collector's editions, and I'm not proud of this. Okay, both of those were reserved. We just were like, we just told them that they never came in. I'm not proud of that. We're like, hey, man, collector's editions didn't come in. Sorry. That's can't get fucked. In trouble. I got fired twice from that thing. They couldn't keep me away. So we had like the collector's edition, and I remember right when I put it in,
what came with the collector's edition? Did it come with anything other than the game and some like other content or like an art book or something?
What's that?
What came with the collector's edition?
It was a strategy guide for the game. It was a mini strategy guide about the size of a PS3 game case.
Yeah, I'm looking at a video right now because I haven't seen what was in it. Oh yeah, yeah, that's kind of cool.
So we were playing it and we were just like, holy shit, this game's crazy. We'd never played anything like it because and no one was talking about it. Nobody on the internet was talking. You know, Twitch and streaming wasn't what it is nowadays, so it was just kind of our thing. And he came over to my house one night and just fucking beat the game for me. I was like, dude.
He just beat the whole game for you?
Oh, you're putting it over my face.
Okay. I just put it up just so they could see what it was.
Okay. Well, that's not... Well...
I moved it, but...
No, it's cool. I was just looking at the video. Yeah, it was like a little mini book of the strategy guide and kind of gave you some tips and stuff because Prima didn't release a strategy guide for it. And... he just came over and beat the game. He's just like, I'll beat these bosses for you. I'm like, yeah, sure. I suck. I'm terrible. Cause I was a bitch. Okay. I was a little wiener baby. I couldn't handle it.
You're a little baby. Mouth.
I have since went back and beat the game all by myself.
Good.
No exploits on bosses. No summoning. I did that for both Demon Souls and Dark Souls because again, for Dark Souls 1, I was a little wiener baby and had to summon people and all that shit.
Yeah.
No shield. No summons, and just passing up Sunbro like that broke my heart. You know I'm a Sunbro.
I know you're a Sunbro. The password for my Wi-Fi is praise the sun.
Praise it, bitch.
Praise the lore.
So I'm hoping that, you know, because they released the Dark Souls. Then they did Dark Souls 2, which I didn't like. I own it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then
I own
Bloodborne.
It on Steam.
Yeah. And even Bloodborne kind of gave me that, like, that nostalgic, like, I'm exploring this for the first time. And Bloodborne did a great job with their atmosphere.
Bloodborne was so good.
If you haven't played Bloodborne and you like Lovecraftian horror...
And Dark
play
Souls.
Bloodborne. And Dark Souls. And even if you don't like Dark Souls...
No, even if you don't, it's still great.
Fucking just play it. Game. Just play it.
Yeah.
So with this game, and I really appreciate that they decided to do a new IP.
Yeah.
Because technically... You know, because you started with Demon Souls. Technically, Dark Souls is a new IP. It's almost same exact gameplay in Bloodborne. Technically, new IP. This is a whole new thing. I want to see what the studio's made of, and
they did. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it was because I know you're media blacked out with it, and you don't want to know too much about it.
I know, real quick, is that you don't have an arm and you have like for it. That's all I know.
You have what? You cut out for just a sec.
You don't have an arm, but you have attachments. You can put like different attachments on it.
Yeah, you have like a grappling hook to get around faster.
Oh, I love grappling hooks. You know that?
Yeah, I know. I know you do. Pathfinder.
So I was taking a drink of water.
You're good. So yeah, I think we're both super excited. We'll kind of give our feedback next week with it because I know we're both going to play the fuck out of it on Friday. When it comes out, you guys can always hit us up on Instagram. Crash Fist Fight Live.
You can hit us up on Instagram, not our podcast on Instagram, because it got deleted for some reason.
Yeah. So you can hit us individually up on Instagram, Crash Fist Fight Live at Instagram, and then I am Cosmic Gaming. And then we do have a Twitter now. You can actually hit us up on Twitter with some questions, comments, twitter.com/theautosavepodcast, right?
Hold up.
We just hold up.
Let me hold up.
Yeah, confirm that for us. We are not done. We still have one more topic we want to talk about, but I want to get your guys' thoughts. If you have any questions, comments, anything, you can hit us up on Twitter. You can also email us at theautosavepod@gmail.com. Give us some input, ask some questions. We'll try to answer them on air. or in the recording. I mean, we're going to put this up on SoundCloud as well.
Or just say hi.
Or just, yeah.
We're just people too, hi. Okay?
Send we us like pictures. To talk. Send nudes.
Send you nudes.
Show me nudes.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You can send them all
the
cost.
I have a GF. I don't want the nudes.
Take your nudes. Send them to somebody else. You don't want them.
Yeah.
Send me your dogs, your cats, and your video game collections.
I will take all of that.
Send your house shoes. Send us your slippers.
Send us your slippers.
Send us your slippers. Our Twitter, I'm not sure. It's all right. So it says Autosave Podcast.
Yeah.
And then it says @ Autosave Pod.
It is. Okay. So it's @ Autosave Pod. Cool.
Tweet at us @ Autosave Pod. I am in charge of that, which kind of just brace yourself for not knowing what the fuck I'm doing. So
yeah, that's okay. And you can also catch me @ Cosmic2 on Twitter because somebody took Cosmic and Cosmic1. Like, asshole.
How does that work?
I don't know.
What the fuck? That's lame.
That's bullshit.
It should work like Twitch does, where if I forget how, I don't know if you can take it or if they delete it, you can take. I don't know. I redact that.
Redacted.
Check that info. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's okay. And with that, we'll hit this. Now, we're going to go into our new segment called the Tap 10, the Autosave Podcast 10 top 10 list for
tap
our favorite 10 games.
Baby. The I'm tap, excited for this.
Tap 10. I originally wanted to do one a week and kind of explain why we want that game as our whatever number that is. You're not even on screen right now.
I know. I'm over here. I was making weird faces, though, okay. So.
Originally, I wanted to do one game a week, but we didn't want to make it that long. We want to do other top 10 lists, maybe top 10 shooters, top 10, characters, bosses, because I have a good list for villains. But yeah, we're gonna do five this week, five next week, from number 10... 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6. And then next week we'll do 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Stay tuned for that next week. And we want to hear your top 10. So if you guys hit us up on Twitter @ the Autosave Pod or on Instagram @ Crash Fist Fight Live or Cosmic Gaming, we will we'll read yours out.
For real, if I like it, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
If you got a good top 10, good top 10. I like that. I like that a lot.
Good top 10.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Hit us up on Gmail @ theautosavepod @gmail.com. So you want to start with your? We have a lot of shit to talk to.
We got a lot.
You want
to? We gotta get this shit straight.
I'm only gonna hit. I'm only gonna talk about a little bit about each one. So you can go. We'll go with number 10. You'll go. I go. You go. I go.
Okay. All right.
You'll start us off with your number 10, Crash.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Tap 10. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Autosave Podcast Top 10 Favorite Games of All Time. I like that. Okay, so mine is...
This is your number 10.
This is number 10. Now, when I constructed my list, I knew my top three. And a lot of it is going to have to do with nostalgia. It has to do with good times that I had.
Let's preface this. These are not by any means the best games of all time. These are our favorite games, you know, from when we were kids.
These are our favorite. This is my top 10 favorite games. Best game, obviously. I mean, who knows? Whatever. You can never say what's the best game. What's the best game? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. There's going to be a new game next month or next month after that. What those could be the best games. You never know. But these are, as of right now, our favorite games of all time, whether it be nostalgia, whether it be gameplay, whether it be story, anything. This is just our favorite games of all time. Right. So hit us with your number 10.
10. SOCOM 2.
Oh.
SOCOM 2, baby.
I knew that was going to be on your list. Somewhere.
That is... Not the first game that I played online. The first game I played online is on this list, and it is number 2 from here. SOCOM 2, I had just gotten broadband internet or cable internet or whatever it was back in like 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
And I went to GameStop, which I actually think was still Funko Land at the time.
No, this is on PlayStation 2, right?
PlayStation 2. Had to have, your network adapter.
Yep.
Or if you had the fat one or if you had the slim one, had that built in to play online. So I got it and I was like, fuck, I'm playing SOCOM 2. Because the only two games that you could play on the PlayStation 2 online was Tony Hawk's Underground, which was incredible, and EverQuest.
EverQuest is okay.
And you could play that with 56K dial-up, which was a very slow, ancient form of internet for everybody born after 2000.
Yeah.
So I went to GameStop and I was like, yeah, can I buy this? And they were like, yeah, how old are you? I was like, 19. I was like, 15. You don't fuck it. So the multiplayer is what really did it for me, though. The single player was what it was, but playing that multiplayer, it was not before Halo. I don't think they came out before Halo. I don't know. We'd have to Google that. Google that real quick, because I think for me, and at least for most of the people I knew played SOCOM 2, that was the...
It came out November 4th, 2003, and Halo 2 came out November 9th, 2004. So it was before Halo 2, year before.
Okay. Almost well, yeah, because exactly. Halo 1 wasn't online. No. Halo 1. Okay. So that was, like, for me, that was the big one. And it was like 5v5. Once you die, you're dead for the round. And that was that hardcore multiplayer. Like, you take a pistol, you shoot someone in the head with a pistol, they're dead.
Yeah.
I love that. So that has set the tone for multiplayer games for me ever since. SOCOM 2, PlayStation 2, Tap 10, Crash Fist Fight game.
Oh, snap. Now we're going to hit the old cosmic number 10. For number 10, I went with something. It wasn't the first of its series, but it was the third of their series. And the reason why I picked it, let's just get it. It's Guitar Hero 3.
Ooh.
Guitar Hero 3. Now, the reason I picked Guitar Hero 3 is because I played Guitar Hero 1. You know, it was the first game of its kind of thing. Well, not really, I don't think. But it was the first one that really mainstreamed this, you know, this play style, this... Be a guitar, like play a guitarist, like watch the notes, do all this. DDR did it with the pads, but Guitar Hero did it with like a big plastic guitar. Now I mastered all those songs. Now that I go back to Guitar Hero 1, I'm like, wow, these aren't as hard as I thought. Because you had Bark at the Moon was like number
Bark at the Moon, and then the Pantera song.
Yeah, Cowboys from Hell.
Cowboys from Hell.
Yeah,
Jinx.
Yep.
Hello?
You have to say my name because you jinxed me. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. You weren't talking. I thought my audio cut out. I was. Jinx. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. No, you're good.
I'm slow.
But yeah, so I played the first one, played the second one. I mastered all those songs. But like three was, it just had such an amazing set list of songs. I'm going to pull them back up because I looked at them the other day and I was like, God, I fucking remember this.
Whatever, my favorite was Hangar 18. I don't think that was on.
It was Legends of Rock was the third one.
Okay, so I got a good story about this with Queen... Paul. I got a good story with Paul about this one. Oh god,
Bulls on Parade, Black Magic Cult Woman, Barracuda,
Cult of Personality,
Devil Went Down to Georgia, Tom Morello slash Serenity's characters, Knights of Sidonia. Just had such a great. It had Stricken by Disturbed, Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. But it
Metallica won. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
It had a really good set list, and it just... I'm such a big fan of Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3 games. Like, I wish I still had Rock Band and or Guitar Hero 3. I really want to get Clone Hero and put it on my PC and get, like, a wired guitar, but finding one of those guitars is crazy right now. But
yeah,
that... It was just a really fun time. My best friend Desi of 20 years, we played that when that came out. We just played it for hours and hours and hours. We did the entire set list in one day, I think. That is the Kaz number 10. Let's hit it up with the Crash number 9. Let's go, baby, go.
Number 9. Resident Evil 2.
Now, is this the original?
In my notes... It says PS1 or remake.
Oh.
Fuck. So here's the deal, right? I mean, okay. Resident Evil 2 was the first Resident Evil that I played. I never played the first one until afterwards. It gave me such nightmares. I was just horrified at this game, the second one.
Oh, okay.
Because well,
the remaster or the original RE2?
Honestly, I really feel like I mean, this the remake doesn't even really count because it's just I've described it as when the game was originally made, when Resident Evil 2 was originally conceived.
Yeah, there you go. Conceived.
Conceived. When it was, what's that movie with dreams in it?
Inception.
When it was incepted. Inception. Anyways, that is, they envisioned the game and that's what the remake was.
Say it one more time, you cut out for half a second again.
Okay. They conceived the game, Resident Evil 2. I think that what they had was one thing, but what they were thinking about, what they imagined it to be, is what the remake is.
It's just
a retelling. I just love them both, and I'm still gonna work on the platinum for remake, but the original, just, it was so great. I still love it. I've beaten it realistically probably 25 times for both stories. It's a classic game. It's one of my favorites. Fuck you.
Oh, okay. Well,
not you. No, general, you understood you.
The general, fuck you. Now, just so everybody knows, listening and watching, we don't know each other's lists at all. So these are coming as surprises to each other. That being said, we'll hit with the cause number nine. Cause number nine is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Dose.
Number two. I can get behind that. I can get behind that for sure.
Now, I was going to say one, but the thing that threw it over the edge is they kind of cleaned up the gameplay in two, and the soundtrack for two was just so much better than one. It was just so much fun.
Man, they're so good. Both of them are so good.
They are. But if you've played any of the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games, like, I know a lot of people listening now may have not played. Maybe they've played the new ones, like 5 or 4 or even Underground. Or what's the one that they had, the little board?
Oh, that was...
the plastic board.
Tony Hawk Ride.
Ride, yeah, that game was trash.
Tony Hawk Ride.
But yeah, if you guys haven't played THPS 2, do yourselves a favor. Find a Dreamcast or a PlayStation and play it. I don't know if you can get it on PSN or anything, right?
I'm gonna look here real quick, because if you can, it's like $5. I don't think you can, because it's EA Activision and they're just like, give me all the
money.
That's
true. Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD was removed in July of 2017 from Steam.
It was removed?
Yeah.
Why? I forgot about that. I forgot they redid that game.
Yeah.
Thank God Tony Hawk 4 or 5 is still up. Thank God.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't yet, do yourselves a favor and play THPS 2. It's one of my favorite games of all time. Obviously, it's on my top 10. And with that, we'll kick it over to Crasherini for number 8.
Number 8, feeling great. StarCraft 2.
Really? That's that high? Or that low, I guess.
The thing is, and this is why it's here.
I know you're like a huge fan of StarCraft. That's why I'm just super surprised. Right. You spent like so much time on it.
StarCraft, I have StarCraft 1 and 2. Now, StarCraft 1 was the first game I ever played online. It was the first time I had ever seen a game being played multiplayer over the internet. And it was incredible. I was horrible at that game. I was also 13. 12, so whatever.
Yeah.
StarCraft 2 came out, and what I realized is the story is actually just kind of okay. It's good. It's well told. Graphics are great. Gameplay is amazing, but it's all about the multiplayer in that game. Obviously,
yeah.
Because you can still find people playing the original on Twitch, and somehow it's still StarCraft 2 is still relevant in the competitive video game scene. Obviously, huge in Korea. It's just a great game. It probably should be higher. It should be at least. I would actually probably switch my number 5 and my number 8 right now. I'd probably switch those two, and that would be accurate. Huh. But that's fine. It's still in my top 10. Yeah. It's still incredible. I spent for the better part of 2012 to 2014 playing StarCraft competitively. Let me zero in on that. Yeah. I was not professional or even good, but I played it competitively like hours a day. So I was huge into it. Always watching streams because that's when I started getting into Twitch and streaming on Twitch. And I loved it. It was, it is, and I pretty much still stand by this, probably one of the most like compelling and competitive games and fair games you can play because it's just you. You got to be quick and you got to be good. It's a real-time strategy game with space. Just
yeah,
like all the games on this list, just play them. Just
play them. Yeah, this along with this being our top 10, it's also going to turn out to be a, if you haven't played it, play it.
Just play it. Just play it. Why? Why haven't you played it? Why?
So now it's, what was that, 8? My turn for 8?
Your turn for 8.
All right. For number 8, I got Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic for the original Xbox.
Yes. Now,
why that's on my list is because that is one of the first RPGs that I've played in the Star Wars universe. There was so much. The story is not amazing, but it's pretty darn good. And what really got me is the ability to, like, the whole game I'm waiting. When am I going to build my lightsaber? When am I going to build my lightsaber? When am I going to pick the color for my lightsaber? And you finally do, and you're like, oh, this is so cool. I'm a Jedi. Like, you create your character. You get to make what he looks like. I mean, within reason, it's an Xbox One, or original Xbox game.
OG, so, yeah.
OG Xbox. I actually have KOTOR 2 on Steam, which I am currently wanting to play, so maybe I'll do a stream on that, too.
You definitely should.
I do want to.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I've played them.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. I can't get past the gameplay. I don't like the gameplay at all.
That's okay.
However,
because I can't get past StarCraft 2.
My wife has beaten that game so many times, knows everything there is to know about that game.
The second one or the first one?
Both of them.
If I play the second one, she's going to have to watch my stream.
Yeah. She so will too, yeah. And she, you know what? She's gonna tell you exactly what you need to do.
Good. She actually
and
should.
It's great. She's just
like a living incredible. Strat guide.
She basically could go in and redesign the game and just do it from scratch.
Good. So now I'm gonna kick it back over to Crash Bandicoot for his number 7.
Crash, number 7.
To the old Crash Team Racing.
Gold Crash Team, amazing.
Oh, good
one. My number 7 favorite game of all time. I talked about it last week, Suikoden 2 for the PlayStation 1.
That's right.
Suikoden 2 is a PlayStation 1 game released in some year in the 90s. It's a turn-based RPG game with a bunch of characters, 108 characters. If you got it, they all have kind of their purpose. You get a castle, they populate the castle, make shops, they make armor. It's so far ahead of its time. It's so amazing. It is my favorite JRPG. And I've already talked about it last week, so go back if you want to hear me drone on about it for longer
than needed. Yeah, you talked about it for a while, but I don't think it was droning on. I think you gave it, you know.
Oh, I'll drone on. Oh, believe me, I will.
Oh, believe you
me. Do not tempt me. I will drone. But yeah, that game is way expensive to buy it physically. Buy it on the PlayStation Network for $5, $5.10.
Can you buy it on the PS4? Or?
No, but you can buy it on the Vita. So
another, go buy a another Vita. Plug for the Vita.
Man, I love that system. it's just quality.
A little bit of Cosmic 7, right?
Cosmic.
Now, this is probably going to be on every normal person's list. I don't know if it's on yours, but I got... And you're probably wondering why it's this low, but Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time?
Lazoot.
Yeah, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time was one of the first games that I actually beat on the Nintendo 64 when I actually had it. The first game I got for the Nintendo 64 was...
Shadows of the Empire.
No, it was... Oh, God. I can't even remember... What it was
Quest
called.
Quest 64.
You're not gonna remember it.
Oh, anyway, it was... G4 or G was it GeForce? No, that's the gerbil game. That's the gerbil game. That game sucked.
Blast Corps.
I played Blast Corps.
But it would have took you forever to find like to pick that game out.
Oh yeah, I would have just named them all.
Yeah. But yeah, Blast Corps was the first one I played, and you know, Legend of Zelda was the first one where I beat it, and like I got that, like, you know, when you beat a game now, like think beating Dark Souls 1 or Demon Souls even. Like when you beat it, you're like, oh my god. Like that dude, sense of accomplishment.
You got cred, man. Yeah. You got cred.
Yeah, you're in the upper echelon of people who beat the game.
If you beat Zelda back in 97, I think 97, 98,
yeah.
you were the hardest on the playground. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all get the iron boots yet? Nope. Y'all get the gold gloves? Nope. Y'all get the Goron? Man, I got all that. We're done.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great.
I need to go back and play that one too. But it was just a really good game. Again, if you haven't played it, go play it. Get a Nintendo 64. You should just get a Nintendo 64 just to have one, because they're amazing systems and games. Another honorable mention, now that we're on Nintendo 64, one that I was going to put on this list was Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Never played it.
It's so good.
I hear good things. I should probably get that. It's expensive, though.
For the system it's on, it was the raunchiest game for the Nintendo 64 by far.
I can't even really think of anything.
Like, one of the bosses was just a giant shit.
I'm going to throw my shit at you.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly the song. But yeah, that was my honorable mention. Now, we're gonna hit your last one for today, your number six. Crash Mania.
We could probably just run this through and just do another top 10 next week.
Just do another top 10.
This is great. This is good stuff.
I'm good. Yeah, because I'm excited for you to hear my top five.
What's that?
I'm excited for you to hear my top five.
All right, here we go. So we're at six now.
Yeah, hit six.
And we've already talked about it today. Demon's
Demon Souls.
Demon Souls. Demon Souls is, if you go to Vati Vidya?
Yeah,
he's a YouTuber,
mm-hmm.
And
he gives you all the lore and stuff.
He gives you the lore.
I love Vati Vidya. V A A T I V I D Y A. I think right.
Vati Vidya. Souls.
Yeah, Vati Vidya.
And watch the Prepare to Cry for Ostrava. Ostrava the Hero. Demon's Souls story, Ostrava the Hero. That game, it's much more direct in storytelling than the other Souls games. There's actual, story. There's dialogue between characters. Kind of. So depressing. And if there's one thing I like in a video game, it's
Prince
I want to
feel.
Yeah, Alan. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He is. I won't even talk about this. I'm not even going to talk about it. Watch the video if you don't want to play it. It is so depressing, but so incredibly well told.
I'm going to pull up his thing in front of your face just so that way they can see.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yes. Look at this footage.
Oh, farts. Hold on a sec here. Jeez Louise, macaroni and cheese.
Jesus Venus.
There we go.
By definition.
Vati Vidya. And it's called Demon Souls Story, Ostrava the Hero.
By definition, only a hero, or even only a coward is capable of being a hero, something like that. Being heroic or something like that.
By definition, only the coward is capable of the highest heroism.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, it is, it's an incredible game. I shared good memories with one of my closest friends, even to this day, after he's been moved away for 4 years. Paul, I recently played it and beat it about a year ago, and it is just so well done. Play Demon's Souls.
We'll go to my number six, and I'm sure this is another one that's going to be on a lot of people's lists. GoldenEye 007 for the Nintendo 64. That game was just on the list because of the amount of fun I had doing the four-player split screen when we were kids. Everybody sitting down, yeah. Indian style, in front of the TV with your controllers, and actually...
Fucking stop staring at my screen, dude.
Yeah.
Go beat your ass, dude. That is... I mean, what can you say about it? What can you say? It's...
You can say a lot of stuff about it.
I could say a lot.
Here we go. I'm trying to pull up... Hold on. Here we go. Look at this. Look at the stream, baby girl.
I'm looking, but it's delayed, so I'll see you in a second.
Yeah, you'll see it. It's my USB N64
Ooh,
controller.
Ooh, N64 controller. All right. Yeah, gotta respect
it.
That.
I want to start playing stuff on it, but yeah.
For the listeners, Cosmic has a N64 controller, and it's dope.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're doing that. Yeah, I have a USB N64 controller It's black. It's pretty sweet. It still has the, the spot in the back for a memory card, but it doesn't actually hold one because it doesn't need to. It doesn't like have. I mean, it'll hold it.
Oh, it's for your PC.
Yeah, it'll hold it, but there's no like connections into it. But yeah, the best memories I have of that is when one person was Odd Job, one person was Jaws. Right, Jaws is the big guy.
Yep.
Yeah, one person was Odd Job, running around just slapping knees.
Slapping. Let me slap you behind your knees.
Slap
baby.
Your knees.
I'm going to nibble on your earlobe.
Super fun.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That was, it was epic.
Yeah.
That game was huge. Everybody had that. And it's just amazing with, like, internet not being even close to what it was, you know, even available in houses. Because the internet tubes didn't reach my house back in the day. So just word getting out about that game and how news spread about how popular it was. Just, it's crazy. It's crazy. How did we ever live without internet? I don't get it.
I don't know. So back to you, Crassius Clay. What is your number
Crassius
five?
Clay. Man, nice. Good one. That's, you gotta save those, man. Those are our intros. We gotta save them. My number five?
Yeah, your number five.
Laz Oot. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, number five for me.
All right. That's a little higher than me.
Yep. That's now, okay. that was again, everything I said before applies here. But I remember my brother and I, it's one of my favorite memories of my brother and I. he's still alive, but I don't want to make it sound like, oh, it's one of my favorite memories. It's sad. No, he's we talk about it still. He pre-ordered it. He got the T-shirt with the Link on it. It's like gold picture of Link on the shirt. He probably still has it because I don't think he's ever bought new clothes. but we just booting that up for the first time was incredible because you're just
the first time you hear that music, that dun 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 dun, you go into like Kokiri Forest or whatever.
Yeah,
Kokiri Forest. You're just like, oh,
Cocaine Forest, baby.
Cocaine Forest.
Cocaine Forest. No, mine is the, because you put the game and you turn it on, it makes the little noise, right?
Yep.
And then you hear the clickety clack of Epona, and that's like, and it's like that, brum, and it's just like,
yeah,
it's just one of, and not to mention it still holds up. They remastered it on the 3DS. The 3DS. The game still holds up.
Yeah, I love watching those speed runs for that game,
and that's like, what I, dude, Clint Stevens, he's the man for that. He hasn't streamed it in a while, but he used to exclusively speedrun Legend of Zelda, and he is dope. Yeah. He's real good at it.
Yes, sir. So I'll go to my number five. I'm wondering if this is on your list.
Kick it. Kick it. Kick it.
Yeah, I will. My number five is Mass Effect 2.
That is maybe on my list.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I can guarantee that there's probably at least one on my list in the five down that's not on yours. Maybe two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ours are going to be from now on pretty different, I think.
Yeah. Mass Effect 2 was, it still is one of my favorite action RPGs. just that feeling you get when you get a biotic explosion with two abilities.
It is dope.
It's the same feeling you get in Anthem when you do a combo. Like, one person primes, the other detonates, ka-ching, like, it just blows up. The story in Mass Effect 2 is so good. There's a part in Mass Effect 2 where something happens to one of the characters that you just really like throughout the entire game, and like
I would say if you want to talk about it, just talk about it, because I mean it's
I can't remember his name, but the alien guy,
and it's Garen.
No,
Garrus. Rex.
It's the scientist guy.
Morton. No, it's Morton.
Morton.
Morton Joe. Morton. See, yeah. See?
You're close.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said that. I said Morton.
Morton Solace.
Yeah,
He dies in this, like, he does this heroic act to save you. But the cool thing about it is that doesn't have to happen. Like, you make choices in the game, and whatever choice you make, you go from there. Like, so for example, you can have a relationship with other characters. You can have a guy on guy, girl on girl, if you're a girl character, if you're femshep.
Guy on guy.
Ooh, baby. But yeah, it's really, really fun, really well done. I mean, I don't think I could have had a more fun time playing that game than I did.
And I just beat it for the first time last year.
Really?
When it came out, I bought it because it was on PS3.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it. I still have the collector's edition or whatever, the Cerberus edition that came with like some DLC stuff. I still have it. And I almost got to the end and I just stopped playing it because that's what I did. If I played it far enough and didn't beat it, that was it.
That's how I used to be too.
Again, Sarah, my wife, is huge into Mass Effect. She is almost knows as much about Mass Effect as she does Star Wars.
That's impressive.
And she went through and we beat it together. There was parts where I was just kind of like, man, I don't really feel like playing. She's like, well, I'll play here and so you can at least see it. And we did everything except she let one guy die because she didn't like him, the mercenary. She's like, yeah, I don't like him. We're not going to do his mission. And I'm like,
okay, legit.
Great series, though. I mean, overall, the first one honestly should have been on my list, but it's not.
What was your number 5 again?
Legend of Zelda.
Oh, that's right. Now I want to hear your number 4, because this is where we get into the meat and potatoes.
I got some controversial picks, man. I'm not going to lie.
My number four might be controversial.
My number 4 is Prey 2017.
Okay. Not controversial. It's a great game.
That's controversial, baby. I hold that higher than, I don't know, what's a good game?
Legend of Zelda.
I like it better than Legend of Zelda. I like it better. That game, I've never felt like a video game like kind of trusted you to work it out. There's so many games that you play where it's like, follow this guy, do this thing, hit this button, take this and put this over here. Real quick tangent. Devil May Cry 5. You get these little, have you played it yet?
Not yet.
So I understand that like a game, there's only so much you can do with it, right? Like a board game, there's a million different board games, but essentially you're moving little plastic on cardboard, right? You know, it's essentially, you can only do so much with what you got. It feels just like the first game. You're taking these little bugs and you're putting it in these things to like, they block a door and you got to take, it's called a Nidhogg, and you put it in this little, like the little vine's vagina part, you know, you put it in there and it eats away. Like, so it's like all, you're running down through a thing, you grab the thing, you put it over here to get through the next door. And I'm just like,
so it's very, very, very linear.
It's linear, but it, and everyone loves it. Even Donkey likes it. So that's saying something. So it's a great game and it's fun, but I'm just like, man, like this is, you're not going to get creative. Prey got creative. Prey was like, and it's not the first to do it by any means. I mean, there's System Shock, there's the Deus Ex series that are all similar games where you have multiple branching paths you can go down for tech and figure out ways to get through. I'm still making a YouTube video on this game. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it. I just, it trusts you.
Yeah.
And if you can find a way around that you're not supposed to, it has a plan for it. And it's just like, it's so good. The story's amazing. Play Prey 2017.
It allows you to play the way you want to play, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then also try to break the game and you can't. It just, it always figures out a way to make it so the story works.
Yeah. So my number 4 might be controversial, maybe.
Ooh, I'm controversed.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Far Cry 3.
Oh, that game's so dope, though.
I
just bought that on PS3 today.
It's
no joke.
So good. And the reason is, like, it was the it was one of the first games that is like an open world first person shooter that I actually went around and like did everything. Like, I got 100% everything. It was so good. I don't think I got the plat because I think I played it on Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
But I want to go back and play it. I do have it on PS4 for PSN, but it's so good. The thing that really drew me to it, that very first scene where you're dropping, like, it's showing you and your friends. Okay, back up a little bit. The game is about you and your friends vacationing on this island, and you're skydiving, and you guys get separated, and you get, like, terrorized by this drug lord, essentially.
Yeah.
So the first scene where you're like flying around, you're like you're doing skydiving with your friends. It's showing like how close you and your friends are and your brother, and you land and you get captured. And then like the first scene where you first meet the villain, Vas Montenegro, he is like the most badass. What is that face for?
I was gonna try to say it. I'm not gonna try to say that.
Vas Montenegro.
I'm not gonna say that.
It's his name.
But I would screw it up though. That's what I'm saying.
But he's the voice acting for his character is just so good that it just drew you so much more into the story, and like it you were so immersed that it was great. I had a lot of fun. I played it multiple times. It is on PSN, so if you guys want to pick it up on PSN, do it. Far Cry 3, you won't be sorry.
There's a remaster available, which is most important because you know my mission. I'm trying to own every game that I've ever owned. Any game I sold, I want it back. Yeah. That's one of them. I bought that today. So Hell yeah. And then what's funny is I played 4. I didn't like 4. I played 5. I liked 5.
I liked 4 for what it was. I didn't like Primal. I couldn't get into Primal.
No. Sarah was playing it, my wife. My wife. And she was like, this isn't very good. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to get rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, four was good for what it was. It was still a Far Cry game. Story wasn't as good as 3 or 5, but it was still good. Now we're going to kick it into the top 3.
Top 3. The tap 3, baby.
Tap 3, baby.
The tap 3. I am going to put number 3.
Hit me. I'm excited.
Street Fighter 4. Street Fighter 4 Super or Super Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Obviously, I mean, you know why.
I know why it's number 3.
This game forged
fun times
and so many friendships. This game, Saturday Night Slam Masters, Brandon Warden's apartment out in Ann Arbor. You were there or you weren't there. And if you weren't there, you better get there because you do.
The famous Jurassic rap was there.
The famous. Really, just everybody puking and drinking too much and fighting. It was
if we had never done that, we would have never gotten classics like Paul's Kick.
We wouldn't have Paul's Kick. We certainly wouldn't have the Autosave podcast. That's for sure.
Certainly would not.
We'd still probably talk. We met through Paul. We didn't meet through B Ward.
That's true.
So that's very good. True. That's good. You know, it was. I got pretty decent at it. I did a couple tournaments and got beat instantly. So I really didn't. But
your PlayStation icon is still
Makoto. Makoto in Super Street Fighter. Was it? Yeah, because it was Street Fighter 4, and then Super came out, and then Arcade Edition. I don't think there was anything else. She came out with Super Street Fighter. She is like a 13-year-old karate master that just kicks everyone's ass, and that's.
And then one of her moves is like a. She punches up in the air and it looks like she can punch him in the weenus.
Yeah. If you jump in, she does like an air punch and punch.
She does a
bing bongs. Jump
and bing bongs. Punches you in the bing bongs.
Punches you in the bing bongs. I think my audio is going to be up, but I don't know. Okay. It keeps cutting out and I don't know what to do about that. So
that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm just going to ask you to repeat yourself.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll repeat myself. So that is Forged Friendships. Great. Excellent fighting game. I loved it.
All right, my number 3, I'm sure this is going to be an approval from you, Dark Souls 3.
Dark Souls, baby.
Number 3.
So the third one is your favorite?
Third one's my favorite. I mean, I really liked the first one, not so much the second one. Never beat Demon Souls. I actually never played Demon Souls, to be honest with you, because I didn't have a PlayStation 3.
You gotta play it, it's the best. It's my favorite in the series. I mean, Bloodborne is like... I mean, actually, Bloodborne is, but like Demon Souls, I'm gonna be like a hipster and say that. But 3, I'm actually playing. Well, not currently, but I am playing. That's my one I'm working on right now.
3, yeah, 3 is just really good. They fleshed out a lot of the gameplay, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. And the lore is really, really good for 3. You go back to a lot of places that you went to in 1, like Anor Londo.
Oh, man, that was great. Yeah. That was a great
As soon as you get up moment. That, as soon as that elevator rises to the top and you just walk out of it and you see fucking Anor Londo, you're just like, oh, my heart is melting right now. And then you walk up the stairs and 2 giant fucking knights want to stab you in the butt cheeks.
Right, and you're like, in God the butt damn cheeks. It.
This is Dark Souls.
Like two mushrooms on a skewer.
Yep. Again, if you haven't played any of them, they did remaster 1 and 2 for PlayStation 4, and you can get 3 on it as well.
And it's cheap, too. Yeah. The third one is considered... I think you can get the Fire Fades Edition, which comes with all the DLC, for about $20. Clickety-clickety-clack. $20. What are you going to do with your $20? Cancel your Brazzers subscription. Go buy Dark Souls. Cancel your Brazzers.
And it's just... I don't know. It's just so much... It's so beautiful, too.
That is... shout out to Brandon Warden. Bought it for me for my birthday in 2015 or whenever the game came out. 2016.
Shout outs, baby.
Shout outs. Bought it for me on PC. And, man, that game is good. That is a good game. I got 41 hours on Steam on that. And then I bought it on the PS4 to play it there, too.
Hit me with your number 2.
Metal Gear.
Wait. Metal Gear?
Metal Gear Solid 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? 3?
It's the best one. Fuck yeah, it's like the best game ever made, dude. You want to cry? Do you like crying? Because play that game, you'll cry.
Is that Sons of Liberty?
No, that's Snake Eater. That's the prequel.
Sons of Liberty is
2. Yep.
Yeah. I beat the first one, Metal Gear Solid, for the PSX, and that is it.
Dude.
I know,
I gotta quit this podcast. I am done.
I'm done. Bye.
I'm done. I am done. You failed. Failed. Me. You can play 3 with nothing. You can play that. It's I don't think any games came before it. I think that's the original, because then Portable Ops isn't. I don't think there's Portable Ops 1 and 2 on the PSP, but I don't think that was story based. Peace Walker came directly after, then 5, and then 1, and then there's probably some VR missions in there somewhere.
Was 4 Peace Walker?
4 was Guns of the Patriots. Peace Walker was in between, or it was right after 3. So 3 takes place in the 70s, late 60s maybe, 70s, in the 70s, 73. And that you play as Big Boss.
Yeah.
Yes, the boss sauce. And I'll just say it, this game came out almost, it's got to be coming close to 15 years ago. At the end of the mission, you know, you're fighting your mentor. You're this badass soldier, Solid. Well, Naked Snake is. He's not Solid Snake. He's Big Boss. Not yet, though. Your mentor is the boss, head of the unit. She defects to Soviet Russia. Your mission? Go kill her. Some shit happens, and essentially she goes down as a war criminal, right? Because she defected, gave Russia nukes, and all this shit went down. Well, it turns out her mission from the U.S. government was to go over there, be a double agent, defect, but not really, take responsibility for the nuclear missiles, and your mission is to kill her. You do it. And then you're in the CIA office, and he's like, you have surpassed even the boss. You have earned the title Big Boss. And you're like, I can't shake your hand. You walk away. He's Big Boss.
Big Boss. That is, it sounds amazing.
I get chills just playing it now, and I just told you. Just play the game.
Yeah.
Just play the
game. Yeah, I will. I'll eventually play it. That was your number 2?
That was number 2.
All right. You want to hear
what's
going to
be number 1? What's going to be number 1? We're going to find out.
We'll hear it after my number 2. My number 2, I'm going way back to the first game I've ever owned. Super Mario World.
Oh, NES, Super Nintendo.
SNES, baby. Super Mario World is the first game that I've ever owned at all. It's my favorite of the Mario series. It's just classic Mario. It's, you know, the hop, the jump, the hop, skip, and jump.
That is still Mario in its purest form.
Yeah, it is.
That is, it's just, it's incredible.
What
that
else
game
can,
is great.
What can you really say about it? If you know Mario, you know Super Mario World.
I just loved, I loved the Star World, and I loved,
just all of it. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Playing all the with your friends. Different colored Yoshis.
Yeah. Just playing with your friends. It's just, it's good. There's not a lot I want to say about it. It's just the first game I ever owned. It's a solid game. So much fun. I put so many hours into it when I was a kid. So,
hell yeah.
Yep. What is your numero uno, friend? Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crash Fist Fight's Tap 10 conclusion. Number one favorite game.
Number.
Ever.
One.
Number one. The Witcher 3.
Ooh. I was wondering where that was going to be on the list.
That dude, I'll tell you why.
Tell me. Hit me up.
That game got me to read a book.
That's it?
That's it. That's it. All right. So I read like the first like 100 pages. Okay. I didn't finish it. But
was it the Witcher 3 book?
It was the original, the first Witcher book written by Sepkowski was a collection of stories, short stories from Geralt. So it's cool little short stories. The first two books are, and then the following like four are all one overarching story. I have never been, now this could be said for like people that are really into Star Wars or Mass Effect. I've never been pulled into a universe like The Witcher 3. It got to a point where I knew, because you get, have you played it?
Not yet, no. I want to really bad, but I just haven't
had the money. This one I won't spoil. This main story, really the main story is just one giant fetch quest, but every little bit of detail in it, every character you meet and every side quest and Witcher contract that you take is just so well done, and it's amazing.
Is it on Steam?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you how many hours I have on it.
Wow, it's still 40 bucks. Still 50 bucks for the Game of the Year edition. Holy fuck.
I have 184 hours on The Witcher 3.
That's a lot of hours.
It's considerable. So you're basically a mercenary. You hunt and kill monsters because you are a Witcher. It's what you do. You get some mutations. You're a little bit above human ability.
Oh, shit.
And it is part of your job as a player to, when you're faced with certain beasts and monsters or spirits or whatever, to know how to kill them. And it's not, you can do it without this stuff. It just makes it a hell of a lot easier. So you have like oils that you can put on your sword that makes your sword cut and do more damage, or cut more effectively and do more damage. There's potions you can drink that will increase stamina. There's bombs that you can use that are different kinds of bombs that are really effective against certain types. I would just know. I would read everything. I'd read the bestiary on everything, on every beast and every monster, and I would know what you have to do. That's going to probably be my next platinum. I'm thinking about like dedicating to actually getting a platinum trophy on that, which is going to be considerable.
That's going to be crazy.
But goddamn, is that a good game. Graphics amazing. Gameplay, they made it better. The controls were kind of funky when it first came out. They patched new controls into it and made it a little bit better. But I have not been so engrossed in a video game before that. So that is my number one top favorite game.
Tap 10. Can you, before we get to mine, I want you to read off your tap 10 just line by line really quick.
Absolutely. We are going to go with Crash Fistfight's top 10 favorite games of all time. Number 10, SOCOM 2, particularly the multiplayer. Number 9, Resident Evil 2, PS1 or the remake, it really doesn't matter. Number 8, StarCraft 1 and 2. I put 2 and 1 because I can. Number 7, Suikoden 2 for the PlayStation 1. Number 6, Demon's Souls for the PlayStation 3. It's really good. Number 5, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 64. 4, Prey 2017, a game that came out in 2017. Number 3, Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Those are all one. Fuck you. Number 2, Metal Gear Solid 3. It was a bitter battle to put this at number 2. I might have had them switched. Number 1, The Witcher 3 for any of the systems. Play it, they're good.
All right. Now, I'm going to read off the Cosmic Top 10 list.
Cosmic
up until Top number 2.
10.
Number 10, coming in at number 10, we have Guitar Hero 3. Plastic guitars don't make plastic friends. Number 9, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Soundtrack to make your ass whack. Number 8, we have Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, KOTOR, nothing witty. Number 7, we have Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, much better than Majora's Mask. Number 6, we have GoldenEye,
007.
Fotshire. Number 6, we have GoldenEye, 007, tons of fun with friends. Number 5, Mass Effect 2, better than number 1 because you didn't have to drive that stupid car around. Number 4,
I should go.
Far Cry 3. Just really good. Number
I
three.
Sunk your battleship.
Number 3.
He said that.
Did you?
He said that in the game when he blows up a boat. He yells that. Jason.
Number 3. Oh, that's also a really good game, too.
I know.
Number 3, Dark Souls 3. A lot of good stuff, plus a lot of killing and dodging. Number 2, Super Mario World. Number 1 game, first game I've ever owned, Classic Mario. And number 1, cosmic top 10 game of all time list man stuff is Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm. You know what? That works perfectly, and that's perfect. I like that.
I'll explain a little bit why. It's before it, there was really nothing. It kind of revamped the FPS. It kind of revitalized the FPS genre. Like it pulled out a lot of new stuff. The graphics were good. The story was fucking phenomenal.
If you can remember what it is,
yeah. Or if every you know mission. What it is. Every mission was so much fun. Like, I still have, like, the fondest memories is playing all ghillied up.
Oh, I just played that. That's the one I just did.
It's so good. When you're at the end, you have to snipe the guy with the Barrett 50 cal. It's so good. Playing on... Now, the biggest thing that put this at the top of my list is back when this game came out, like, I didn't really play very many online multiplayer games, and this is the game that really drew me into that multiplayer thing. You could create classes, you had different gameplay styles, you had deathmatch, you had search and destroy, you had hardcore, regular, but it was one of those games that pulled me and my best friend, like, we played that so much that's just what we did. Every time we talked, we're like, hey, you getting on duty?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah,
played that so much. And it came to the point where we even found friends online that would become long-lasting friends. Like, our friend Gutty, our friend Jesse. Just a couple people that we used to play hardcore Search and Destroy with so much. Like, there was even this guy Randy that we used to play with, who I ended up moving down to Chicago and worked for his IT company for about 5 months. Like, because we met online, we talked, we knew each other, and I was like, I need a job, I don't want to work at this stupid-ass movie theater.
I got you, fam.
Yeah, so I went down and worked with him, ended up not working out for financial reasons, but came back.
Yeah.
But just so many friendships were forged in that game, so many fights.
I had one, it was a very interesting relationship with a guy I worked with about, we just talked shit to each other all day about how much better I was than him, and he was better than me. So it was a very interesting friendship, but, yeah.
Yeah. But you,
I'm still better than you, Josh. I'm still better than you. I'll take you on the sticks any day.
Put up them sticks, white boy.
Put the sticks up.
So that was our top 10 list for favorite games of all time.
Top 10. That's the blowout list right there. I mean, that's going to kind of dictate everything from here on out. So
if you guys want us to, if you want to hear a specific list, top 10 of whatever you want, whether it's top 10 FPS games, horror games, anything you want, you can hit us up on our Gmail, theautosavepod@gmail.com. You're wagging a finger.
Oh, I was going to say something, but I want you to finish with the...
Okay. Or you can hit us up at Twitter, @AutosavePod. You can catch Crash Fistfight on Instagram at Crash Fistfight Live. You can catch me, Cosmic, at Cosmic Gaming. That's K-A-Z-M-I-I-K, two eyes, on Instagram. Two eyes. Two eyes like my face.
We want top 10, and we're just going to do it. You know what I mean? Top ten penises, top 10 booty butts.
And it doesn't have to be games. Like, it can be top 10 anything, really, to be honest. We can do top 10 movies, top 10 TV shows.
Top 10 movies.
Yeah.
My top 10 favorite movies, though, is The Departed 1 through 10. So
that's all. That list is all over. Departed. Okay.
I will watch The Departed 10 times in a row because that's how good it is. All
right.
Best movie.
Okay.
That and Cop Out.
I love Cop Out. Wait. Cop Out is the one with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan. Movie's terrible.
I've ever seen Let's Be Cops.
I was trying to think of a worse movie, but... Actually, I have seen Let's Be Cops. I didn't really like it.
I liked it.
I thought I enjoyed it. I would watch it again.
Yeah.
I would watch it again. But it was just like, that's all you're going to do? You're just going to, like, smoke weed in front of people if you're a cop? I mean, if I was a cop, I'd be like...
What would you do?
I would be essentially a criminal. Essentially.
Essentially.
Yeah. It's basically what they are anyways.
Fought shired,
baby.
That'll do it for us tonight on the Autosave Pod. You can catch us on SoundCloud. We're going to upload our second episode to that. It'll probably be uploaded tomorrow, Thursday, March 21st, so catch us on there. Again, check all social media platforms if you want to stay up to date with all that we're doing.
I try to post on my Instagram the most.
Oh
shit, that was dope. Waffles, did you record that? No? Okay.
Fucking waffles.
Waffle boy.
Baby.
I buy more video games than I should. I collect them, so I'm always buying them and posting them and I try to keep posting. It's kind of hard though, because like when you post like your whole collection, then you're just kind of reposting it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Post slowly.
Post slowly.
All right.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're gonna take off. Catch you guys next week. This has been Save File 1 of the Autosave Podcast.
The Autosave Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Later, guys. Later, Tater.